It would be strange to draw the curtains closed to watch TV. I'm neither sick nor hungover, but I also hadn't planned anything for the day, or the evening for that matter. I am 26 years old and single. Not newly single, but as a matter of fact, never anything other than alone. Oh yes, there have been situations that could have resembled relationships, but they never reached a point where we, or I, had considered moving in together or committing to anything more serious. That would be my fault. Several of my friends are both married and have children. Therefore, I am often the topic of conversation when it is late in the evening and we have had a little too much wine. Why doesn't Maya have a boyfriend? Or more precisely, why has Maya never had a boyfriend? Well, I don't know exactly why myself. The most straightforward explanation would be that I quite simply never have been in love. Regardless, my friends think it is strange, and what makes me even a bigger freak is that I've never been in a proper relationship before, which is also true. I can easily relate to them when they say they are in love. I just simply never have been. I've dated nice guys, fun guys, good-looking guys, so it's not that supplies are limited. And I love sex, so that is not the problem either. Perhaps the problem is partly because I live in a relatively small town of just 40,000 people, and maybe in this select group, the one isn't anywhere to be found. I'm quite average-looking. I'm a brunette, slim, and well-toned. I think it's also worth mentioning that I am a pilot and a qualified aircraft mechanic. I don't feel like I need to say it because it's wild and different for 2018, but there have been guys in the past that thought I was way too much of a tomboy for them. The thing is that even a sunny Friday with no plans can seem excruciatingly long when you don't have a boyfriend and all your friends are at work. So I was relieved when my brother Jimmy called and, in a pleading voice, asked if I could, by any chance, find the time to head out to our hangar to look at a plane with a stalled engine that was stuck on the tarmac. We own our own hangar out in the middle of nowhere with four small Cessna planes, which we inherited from our father. It's not a highly lucrative operation, but it pays enough for Jimmy to live off of and for me to earn a little on the side during periods when we have enough customers. We have recently expanded our charter flight services. The business that we took over from our father offers flying lessons to people that want to get a light aircraft pilot license and has a regular customer base of businessmen and businesswomen that use our charter services to fly to and from meetings. In addition to that, we have now introduced scenic flights for everyday people looking for a bit of fun and want to experience a flight over the landscape. These flights are usually a gift, hen groups, or, for which I have piloted twice, romantic trips. But the business is still not generating enough income for both of us to live off of. I have an okay job as a fitness instructor, but I would prefer to work at the hangar full-time. I have been toying with the idea of introducing courses for people that are afraid of flying. But that idea is still on the drawing board and requires an education that I haven't investigated yet, but I have my theories on how to approach this. Jimmy's call gave me a good excuse for something to do on my Friday off, so I told him that I would happily fix the plane. I also told him that I did not at all buy his excuse of tonsillitis, and that he otherwise would have made it to the hangar himself. Jimmy is a complete ladies' man and gets so many dates and small romantic flings through our flight company. I have never picked up a client, whereas it tends to happen several times a month for Jimmy. He has never understood how I don't get a kick out of our client's awe and why it doesn't turn me on. On the other hand, I have never been able to understand how he can see them as anything other than clients. In our hangar, he has even set up a corner with couches, complete with a bar fridge that is always stocked with a bottle of chilled kava. So I'm guessing that last night he stayed behind with one of the girls from a hen group or something similar, and is now at home suffering from a terrible hangover. However, as I said, it wasn't a problem at all that day. On the other hand, the plane stalled on the tarmac was quite the problem. The motor was completely dead, and there was something wrong with the brake pads because I couldn't get the plane into neutral gear. So if I were to get the plane into the hangar, I would have to find a way to tow it in. And it would be an absolute disaster to leave the plane where it was because stormy weather was forecasted. I went into the hangar and found a rope which I fastened to the aircraft in the hope that I could, with all my strength, manage to drag it into the hangar. I did manage, but I was drenched in sweat and filthy by the time I got the plane in. I looked in absolute fright, but it didn't matter because I wasn't expecting anyone, and I'd thrown a clean pair of clothes in my bag on the way out the door. I planned on taking a shower and getting changed in the hangar when I was done fixing the broken-down plane. I opened the hood of the plane and began to...